flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Just sharing old stories as the songs are playing. We're at the Amerant Bank Arena. You got some Panthers hockey tonight. Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Panthers, going to join us here this hour. And our broadcast today from Amerant Bank Arena is sponsored by Celsius Energy Drinks. Refresh your energy with zero sugar, essential vitamins, and proven ingredients. You may find me up in the Celsius suite tonight. Speaking of the Panthers, how about a little Road to a Repeat, which is sponsored by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out when it's game time. Make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. And your Road to a Repeat update is Doug Plagans will give you an update in about 20 minutes from now. I'll let you know what he thought of their road trip and what's going to happen tonight and all that other fun stuff. Let's get headlines here to start out the 4 o'clock hour. I want to make sure we have enough time with Plagans. Headlines brought to you by Durrell Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Durrell Hyundai.
The Miami Heat, they do play tonight, 7:30 p.m. They have the Cleveland Cavaliers in town. Cavs have the second-best record overall in the NBA. They have the best record in the Eastern Conference. They're easily one of the best teams in the NBA. First in offensive rating, first in three-point field goal percentage, second in made three-pointers. I could go on and on. Like, they're very, very good.
Give us a little 15 minutes of Heat, as long as we're talking about the Heat there. Give us the open. I'm going to give you some lines for tonight's game. Oh, back to music, thankfully.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand up and make some noise for 15 minutes of Heat.
It's brought to you by my friends over at Hollywood Kia. Tackle game-winning deals during the handoff drive-off event happening now at Hollywood Kia. Check them out online, hollywoodkia.com. They have all their amazing new deals available on their website, hollywoodkiaagain.com.
Heat tonight will be heard on 560 QAM. Panthers tonight will be on 96.5 FM HD2. Solana will get you started tonight on 560 at 6:15 with Pre-Heat live from the Kaseya Center. Cavs are 7.5-point favorites tonight in Miami. Want to guess the over-under? That surprise you? Seemed like a lot?
I just wonder what it was, and I didn't check this morning before Darius Garland was announced out, just because he's really been balling for them lately, but it sounds about right. Remember, the Heat beat them in early December at home, second night of a back-to-back after beating the Phoenix Suns a day prior. So the Heat have success, but different team. Jimmy Butler played in that game. Khalil Ware didn't.
Haywood Highsmith over under is set at 4.5. I won't make that mistake again.
Oh, Haywood. He scored 1 point a quarter.
Tyler Hero, you want to guess over under tonight?
22.
Solana?
23.5.
24.5. Bam Adebayo put up some points the other night.
What did he put up? 27? 20, what did he put up? 26, 27?
I think 30. I think he had a 30 burger.
Did he have a 30 burger?
He dropped 30? Huh. I want to say that was Bam's game getting back offensively, but the Cavs got two big old fellas and one with that fro. I don't know if he's going to be a lot of action down in the paint tonight.
26. He had 26 and 10 and 9 assists, an assist shy of a triple-double.
How about that? What do you think the over-under is tonight? Bam.
I don't think it moved that far. 16.
Solana?
Yeah, 14.5.
16.5.
Man, it took him two overtimes to get the 26.
All right. That is true.
How much game you need?
How about Khalil Ware?
8.
Solana?
10.5.
13.5.
Wow.
Khalil Ware got some. What's his name? Jared Allen is the one boy to throw, right?
Yes.
They got another big old boy, Mobley or something. He'd be balling too.
Evan Mobley, the Heat were fortunate when they played here a couple weeks ago or a month ago. He got hurt and didn't finish the game. So, yeah, he's a baller. The Cavs are legit good, man.
Yeah, but they just have 2 7-footers standing there.
Well, Evan Mobley tonight, 16.5, and Jared Allen, 14.5. You want to guess over-under for Donovan Mitchell?
Same thing, 23?
Solana?
27.5.
26.5.
Ooh.
No
and
Garland.
Our old friend Max Strus.
11.
He has scored in 10 or more points in like the last three games. I'm going to go 14.5.
10.5.
Wow.
10.5.
Max Strus.
Let me see what, as long as Solana said Bam was just shy of a triple-double. Let's see. Double-double, triple-double. Bam, triple-double plus 2,000.
Raise your money. He almost got one with an extra 10 minutes of game.
How about a Max Strus double-double plus 1,500? Bam Adebayo double-double plus 105.
Oh, that's easy.
Plus 105. I may take that.
Yeah, that's cake. He'll get a double-double.
When he ends 14-6.
He's going to get the rebound when they block him. He's going to throw his ball to half court. He's going to run
I'm
back.
I'm hoping for about 3 rebounds on one possession.
When they pitting the ball against the backboard.
Over and over and over again.
Hey, Hawks, somebody texted in, what is Khalil Ware threes made? What the line is set
Khalil
at?
Khalil Ware threes made.
A half.
No, he knocks them down, man. I bet it's 1.5, but let's see. Threes made 1.5. 1.5.
He's taken almost 5 in all the, as a starter. He's taken
1.5
almost
is
five
at plus 120 as well.
Yeah.
He's gonna knock one down. It's can he knock down the second one? That's down. The how about Strus?
What's interesting?
Strus is 2.5.
But don't they have to shoot from outside? Like
the Heat?
Yeah,
with what you're talking about. Yep, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I watched the Cavs play somebody that, like 2 weeks ago or something, and them big boys was in there giving them hell in that paint.
How about a Haywood Highsmith, Jaime Jaquez Jr., Bam Adebayo, three-leg parlay? They all have a three made because they're all at plus a half. Let me see.
I would not
all
put
three
money on
of
that.
Those.
No.
Bam ain't. Well,
at
Bam
plus 700 with a profit boost. You can add a 30% profit boost.
Don't do it.
Aren't they one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league?
No, they're not. But Bam Adebayo, after the whole runaround about how he's going to start shooting threes, and it looked kind of okay at the start of the season, he's in a rough stretch since like mid to late December. And Jaime Jaquez Jr. is not a good three-point shooter. He's just not. I would not put my money on that.
How about a parlay with all them not making a three? All right. Anything else in the headlines, Solana?
Canes Hoops in action tonight as well. They host Virginia. That game is a 7 p.m. tip-off from the Wasco Center. Obviously, the Panthers and the L.A. Kings tonight as well. One other note that I thought was interesting. Jameis Winston is going to join Fox Sports Digital as a correspondent for Super Bowl week. He's going to be in New Orleans. But here's what's interesting. Remember, he played for the Saints for a couple of years. He's going to create video content showcasing his favorite dining and entertainment hotspots in the city of New Orleans. That's according to Front Office Sports.
I watched him on a podcast, just a couple clips the other day. I forget what the podcast was. He is going to be such a great broadcaster that I saw that story today as well. He's going to be great at this. He has an effervescent personality, and I think he's going to make a great broadcaster. I am just – certain guys are magnetic. They jump off the screen. Oh, did you see the podcast clip I was talking about, Solana? I forget what the podcast was, but they were asking him about a story that he – I may have sent it to you guys.
You did. Yeah,
so they were asking him a story about how – he would talk to guys
animated.
In the huddle.
And his animated play calling.
As he was almost telling them a secret, he said. And he was talking about how he'd get in the huddle, and he wanted to make sure that everyone was locked in on the play. So he wouldn't just rattle it off. He'd give you like a, now, 10, 20, I don't know what the call is. And he would look at everyone. He's like, because I really want them to buy in. Like, this is a really important play. And he said Teron Armstead would just laugh. Would just laugh out loud at him. I like him. I think he's going to be a great broadcaster.
I enjoy him, too.
Might be our backup quarterback next year. Forget broadcasting for a while.
Hey, I wouldn't hate on that. I would not hate on that.
Huh?
I would not hate on that. Jameis Winston, he checks every box that I said when I was telling you what I'm looking for in a backup quarterback. A guy who can come in, he's not going to embarrass you, and can win some games. You've seen him do it. You have him start 17 games, you're going to have some dicey spots. But you need someone for four games because two is on IR or whatever. Yeah. Jameis, to me, checks every box you're looking for.
He's going to mess up just as much as he succeeds.
Maybe.
The 30 touchdown, 30 interception year.
Right, like, but over four games, if you shorten that window of opportunity, because he'll put up
10 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
No, he'll put up 2-3 games in a row where he looks like the best quarterback you've ever seen. So if you get him for those 2 or 3 games when you need him, and trust me, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle.
He'd let it fly.
Oh, would they love a quarterback like Jameis?
Am I saying Tim Boyle or Huntley or any of the other guys better than Jameis?
There's not a lot who will check as many boxes as Jameis would.
You know what? Yes, I take Jameis. I would take Jameis because it's going to be exciting. You're going to get some bad plays, but you're going to get some exciting plays.
You're going to get some exciting plays, and he's not going to embarrass you. Like, he's not going to embarrass you.
We're looking at Panthers that aren't black right now.
Panthers.
My man Harold is showing me a lot of Panthers that aren't black, Solana.
Let him know he's looking at cougars. He's looking at cougars.
He said you're looking at cougars.
Could be a cougar or a leopard.
Yeah, sir. Oh, they're feeding the cougars and the panthers to get more cougars and panthers.
Oh. Yeah, that panther sense. And a cougar, a pooger.
Oh, goodness.
Anyway, anything else in the headline, Solana?
Thank you, brother.
Just speaking of some media notes, Reggie Miller also is going to be on NBC's NBA coverage next season.
All right.
He's going to call plays.
One guest this hour. I think Plagan's going to join us. We just had a guest.
Harold joining us on the Toyota Valley.
Harold came in hot.
Woo. He was a bull in a china shop.
I just had to talk to him.
Wait till they bring our pizza over.
And, of course, tonight the Miami Marlins are going to play the Montreal Expos. Rick Vandenhoek is on the bump tonight for the Fish.
It's my favorite bit. Because I'm excited to hear who the pitcher is.
When's the last time you thought about Rick Vandenhoek?
I would say whenever was the last time he was mentioned in a sports update that I was doing a radio show on, because I have not thought of him once.
I thought he's on IR.
Two-time Korean Series champion, five-time Japanese Series champion. He left the big leagues in 2012, went over to Asia, and dominated for a couple of years. That is crazy. By the way, Rick Vandenhoek.
No idea.
Older than Kevin Durant, but not by as much as you think, Hawk. Not by as much as you think.
How old is Rick Vandenhoek?
39 years old.
Wow. It seems like a lifetime ago that he pitched for the Marlins.
07.
Wow.
Crazy.
His dad name is Wim Vandenhoek.
Is that so?
Yeah. He's missing. I just looked it up.
Sometimes just let it sit there, Tree. Sometimes just let it sit there.
Disappeared in 1989.
Damn.
They found Wim.
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm, call them 866-954-MORE.
You laugh, but that day at work, Rick Vandenhoek showed up late because he had family problems. All of a sudden... Wim went missing.
Solana's packing for Gatlinburg to go hang out with teenagers.
Is that what happened? Were you packing for Gatlinburg?
You guys are making jokes, but I literally, 2 months ago or 3 months ago, went on a bachelor party into the mountains and thought I was going to die.
I thought you were going to die.
Because of Hurricane Milton, I didn't have contact for 2 days, and now
I
have to
so
go.
I'm so surprised that you're going back, because
begrudgingly.
I would have PTSD, man.
Begrudgingly going back.
So this is the second bachelor party?
In Gatlinburg.
Where the teenagers?
Out of nowhere, my boys, who are all city kids, want to go to the woods. Like, what? Who are we?
What's the theme? Deliverance?
You better make that panther sound. What are y'all going to do?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy in South Florida tonight. The lows will be in the mid-60s, upper 60s. That is your weather.
Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Florida Panthers. He's going to join us here next at the Amerant Bank Arena.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This isn't the Oprah Winfrey Show. My feelings don't matter.
Hawk and Crowder.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Back live at the Amerant Bank Arena. Panthers hockey tonight. 96.5 FM HD2. 96.5 FM HD2. Get to hear the dulcet tones of Doug Plagans on FM, which he sounds even more handsome than he is on AM. Doug Plagans is with us, radio voice for your Florida Panthers. And Panthers went 2-2 on the West Coast road trip, and I thought that was fine. What did you think about their performance in the four games on the road?
Well, you look at the two games they lost, the game 1 week ago against this LA Kings team that they play tonight. That was one that could have gone either way. They had a 1-0 lead going into the third period, and LA's a really good team. This is a playoff-bound team, too, and that was just a matter of, and they're really good at home. Look at the Kings' home record. They're 15-3-1 on home ice, so things have gone their way at home this year. They were able to grind that one out. That was just a game between two really good teams. It was close, went down to the wire. They got a good deflection late in the game, ultimately won. Panthers certainly played well enough to get a point. But you look at that trip, and because of the record the Panthers have put together this season, you go out west for the last time this season, mind you. We've talked about the importance of that, but the Panthers don't have to deal with the Mountain or the Pacific time zone again the rest of the year until potentially the Stanley Cup final, if they are so fortunate to get back there for a third straight year. So Mountain and Pacific time, that's out of the way. So you go on a western trip like that, 2-2, you play well the whole time, feel like even in the losses that couple breaks one way or the other, and you might have been able to get the win. I think everybody can live with that. And you look at the standings heading into today, going into game number 52, the Panthers, I know the Leafs have played one less game, but the Panthers are 1 point off the division lead 52 games into the year. It's going to be a heck of a race right down to the wire, but considering how much hockey this team has played, considering how condensed the schedule has been, they've been overseas, they've already played all their Western trips, to be in this situation is a pretty good spot. I think at this point anybody would have signed up for this with 30 games left.
And it's funny, Doug, you just said the LA's headed to the playoffs too, you know, insinuating that, yeah, we're a playoff team. You said second in division, whatever, could be first, you know, when the numbers work out. Is that what they're doing? Because we've had some games where we come in the next day and we're like, damn, they gave up 7 goals or 6 goals. But then we kind of look at it like, listen, it is what it is. We're one of the top teams in the league. That it's almost like the cocky Panther fan, which isn't a thing, but it might need to start being a thing.
A few things on that. Number one, it's a really good team. It's a really good team that's playoff bound, that is deep, that has everything. So they're in a good spot in that regard. They're getting, I mean, it sounds cliche, but they're getting every team's best every single night. And this is nothing new for this team. Going back to last season when they were just the defending Eastern Conference champion, they weren't the defending Stanley Cup champion yet, they were still getting everybody's best every single night. Part of that because they were the defending conference champion, also because of the brand of hockey this team plays. Teams get up to play the Panthers. It doesn't matter if you're another playoff-bound team or if you're a team that's in a rebuild, but you look at this and say, oh, if we can get a win over these guys, we can hang our hat on that. That's something to build on. So they're going to get every team's best every single night. It's plain and simple. It's a really good hockey team that's a contender once again, that's playoff bound once again, and that's why matchups like this one tonight, it's a tough matchup, but it's an exciting matchup because you like to see when you know that the Panthers have a team that's a contending team. You like to see how you fare, especially against the Western Conference teams that you only see a couple of times, the Western Conference teams that also have pretty high playoff aspirations. And the reports suggest that there's a good possibility Drew Doughty, who's a future Hall of Fame defenseman for the LA Kings, who broke his ankle in the preseason, hasn't played all year, he might make a season debut tonight. So something different there as far as a wrinkle to tonight's game goes.
You're around Paul Maurice every day. What does he say about where the team is with 30 games left? And what would he pinpoint as something that needs to be improved?
Well, they like where their game is. They like how the game's trending. You look at a lot of the different numbers right now as far as, you know, expected goals, some of the stats like that. Panthers' numbers are trending in the right direction offensively and defensively, you know, where they'd want them to be. So what he likes is, you know, even in the games they lost, even the game against LA a week ago, they fell short 2-1, but it was, they liked a lot of that game. They like that they're playing a playoff style game that they can duplicate every single night. That's been the biggest thing, and you hear that from Paul Maurice, and we've heard it from him a lot going back to last year and the year before. They want things to look a certain way. And sometimes you may just lose a game, lose a close game, like what happened a week ago against this Kings team. But they want the game to look a certain way because they know if it looks a certain way, they're going to be just fine. And, you know, that goes back to knowing that you have the depth. You've got a team that's experienced, a veteran team, knows what it takes to succeed. I think that's the biggest thing is they just want to make sure that every night the game looks a certain way. And lately they love how it's trending.
And so speaking about that style of play or the game looking the way they know that, hey, hell, the Stanley Cup champions can play, is there any evolution to that as you go through a season or trying to figure something out of, hey, we're going to the playoffs again? Do they need to add anything or move anything or do any, like, evolve this game plan to get ready for what those teams are going to throw at them?
I think, you know, when you look at the way this team's built and the way that you look at what they've experienced. I think it comes with having a veteran team, but not just a veteran team, because sometimes you throw out the word veteran team and it might be a way of politely saying it's an aging team. That's not what this team is at all. You're dealing with a veteran team that's, for the most part, seen the top of the mountain, but a group of guys that are really just entering their prime or that are right in the midst of their prime. So I think it just helps to have a team that, like I said, they know what it takes to succeed. They've seen what it takes to win the ultimate prize. They know they've got the group in there that's capable of doing it again. Now, it's going to be very difficult. You look across the rest of the league. You could look at it and say there are a dozen teams that realistically you'd put in a top tier of contenders between the Eastern and Western conferences. It's pretty, I think competitive balance would be the word that people like to use. There's a lot of that this year, but the Panthers are right in that tier, and I think it goes right back to the leadership on the ice, the leadership behind the bench, the group that Bill Zito's put in place here. It's a group of guys right in their prime that have that championship pedigree now, have that experience, and I think we're going to see that pay off for them down the stretch here.
By the way, Panthers tonight, you should come out and see them on this homestand. I think it's three games.
Yep.
Kings tonight, Chicago Saturday.
Saturday's a 1 o'clocker too.
Right.
So that's a cool one for a lot of people. I know a lot of folks with kids and things like that like to get out for the 1 o'clock game.
Oh,
that's
Sunday's
always
the Islanders.
Fun. And then Sunday's a 6 o'clock game.
Yeah.
So three different start times on the home.
Connor Bedard on Saturday.
Connor Bedard on Saturday.
Is that a goal he scored last night?
I did not see the highlight from last night yet.
Holy mackerel.
He's a special player. And I know the Blackhawks have had, maybe they haven't had the second year of Connor Bedard that they would like to have, you know, collectively as a team, but he's a special player. And I know this is a special Panthers team. We talk about this quite a bit. This is a special Panthers team, and everybody should be excited to come out and watch these guys. But when you get your one time a year to see Connor Bedard in the building,
that's
things like
I'm
that.
That's what I'm saying. Saturday,
it's,
like.
Yep. It's as a sports fan, if you're just looking for something to do Saturday afternoon, Connor Bedard, 15 years from now, that might be one of those guys you look back on and say, I remember seeing him in his second year,
yep,
and you could see the flashes of what was to come. So that could be a lot of fun on Saturday. And the Islanders on Sunday, they're starting to turn their season around a little bit too.
When you were on the West Coast road trip, how many times did you go to In-N-Out Burger?
Three times. I went in Anaheim, I went in San Jose, and I went in Vegas. Didn't go in L.A. As you know, Los Angeles, so many things in L.A., but it's tough to get around L.A. And some, as much as I love In-N-Out Burger, if my Uber's going to be like $85 round trip, to that's
right,
I could go a lot of other places for $85.
So In-N-Out Burger in Vegas, though?
In-N-Out Vegas at the Link. I walked to the Link.
I love the one at the Link.
Yep.
You know, they're opening.
I've heard there's another one opening somewhere.
Boulevard. Well, it'll be the largest In-N-Out Burger in the world.
in the world.
You know stuff like this.
So my, it was funny, yesterday on Twitter, I posted a RIP, rib in peace, to the creator of this pork expert who created the technology that allowed McDonald's to create the McRib sandwich.
And they needed technology to make the McRib.
Yeah, it was from the pork
something news. I thought you just need like a slicer and some...
No joke. It was from the pork something news. And without this guy's technology, the McRib never would have been created. And someone posted back to me, how did you find this news? And I said, what? My algorithm is all In-N-Out Burger and McRibs. And, I told you how Solana's algorithm is weird.
Yeah.
Mine's weirder.
Pork creator.
I got something from the pork news. I'm like, I got something popped up on my timeline from like an industry pork newspaper.
You're weird.
I'm Jewish.
You're a weird man.
Anyway, what is your go-to must-have for the Super Bowl? I don't know what the Panthers' schedule is. Do they play on that Saturday or Sunday? Are they home?
No, we'll have a chance actually to watch the game. It's here. Obviously, there's nothing conflicting with the Super Bowl.
So you'll be able to watch it at home?
We'll be in town, yep.
So now, how do you prefer to watch the Super Bowl? I came up, now again, this may come as you get older, but I came up, remember a couple of years ago, I said, you know what? I don't want to go to any more Super Bowl parties. And I don't want anyone to come to my house. I want to watch alone. I enjoy the commercials. I enjoy the halftime show. I don't enjoy constant conversation and mingling. How does Doug Plagans?
I like watching it in a smaller group of people. Traditionally, that's what I've always preferred. I wouldn't want to go watch it at a bar. I wouldn't want to watch it with, 50 people in the room, though I have done that. I don't think I'd also really want to watch it myself, though I've done that as well. I kind of prefer the small group. So you can banter a little bit about the game, but you can talk about the commercials, you can talk about what you're seeing, but you can still focus enough to digest the flow of the game.
Because I don't want to miss any of the stuff. And what happens is when you're with people, the moment it goes to commercial, they all start talking. I want to be focused in on all this.
I think
stuff.
With a small group of people, you can analyze on the fly. You can talk about what you're seeing. You can still take it all in. You can reflect back on it later, but you're not going to miss anything. If you're in a room with 50 people, it's hard to comprehend things. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to even be able to follow the whole
thing. How do you watch it? How are you going to watch it?
Hermits.
Yeah. I love that. I take that as a tremendous compliment.
You can't listen to people talk and watch the game.
I don't want to.
That's ridiculous.
I can.
Man. Go have a big party.
I don't want to.
Have a good time.
So you're going to have a Super Bowl party?
No. Because that costs too much money. So I get invited, I'll go to somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
You will?
Yeah, I'll go to somebody's Super Bowl party.
What about you, Solana? Do you go to a Super Bowl party?
Yeah, I've tried in the past. I've tried in the past, but
it's enough, right? Like you get like you're a quarter in. You're like, I'd much rather be at home.
But the thing is that the next day we have to come on here and talk about everything. Like we have to know the commercials.
The
we have to know what the official said and how they pronounced things. And like the broadcaster said this. And did you hear? And if I'm at a Super Bowl party, like I've got Victor who's asking me about the offensive line play and how the Dolphins can get to the Super Bowl, and I have to do a radio show, and I just don't want to do it. Like,
right? I gotta save my BS for the show. I can't waste it.
I don't have good friends.
Yeah, no, I don't. That's why I'm not watching it with anybody.
Solana's going to Gatlinburg for a basketball.
If any of my friends are listening, don't invite me, and you're not invited to my place. I'm not interested.
From your perspectives and what Solana said there, you have to be able to talk about all this stuff the next day. You need to be on top of it. You don't want to have to go back and watch it twice.
Exactly. And then you know what happens? Like you walk in and they're like, they have four texts at the start of the show. They're like, did you see the Nissan commercial? Mm-hmm. No, I didn't. Because Richie from Boar's Head is talking my ear off about how they should have run a flea flicker.
All the commercials you can watch on a loop the next morning.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah, you can look at the stat sheet and see who played well. Saquon had 140.
I want to watch the game.
What have you come up with your predictions yet, or is that a later episode?
I'm Casey. I'm so in on Casey. You talk about watching Connor Bedard, and you'll be able to say, Patrick Mahomes, I made the example earlier, that's Michael Jordan. I'm not betting against him anymore. Right. I'm on KC.
I was talking to a friend about this the other day, and I can go on a non-hockey rant for a moment, but please. all the folks out there that are just so anti-Kansas City Chiefs, you might not be a Chiefs fan. I get it. If you're like a Raiders or a Broncos fan, then yeah, the Chiefs are like your arch rival. I totally understand that. But why would anybody say that watching this Kansas City team is boring?
I'm with you.
I don't understand this at all. People saying
like
that
you're watching greatness.
There's a chance that what we see on Super Bowl Sunday coming up will have never happened before.
Right.
And as a sports fan, look, I'm a Lions fan, so I don't have a dog in the fight, you know. Yes, Oz Hakeem. going all the way back to White Castle. So
it's my favorite reference.
But when I watch this Chiefs team, it's like you said, it's watching Jordan. It's watching a dynasty. It is truly watching something you may never see again. And that's why I can't call this boring. This is what every other team in the league wants to be.
Doug, it's jealousy. That's what it is. People watching that saying, damn, I wish he was our quarterback. It's jealousy because you love watching Michael. You love watching. Even the Patriots, they did it for years with Brady. People hated on them. I was playing against them, and I was out there like.
You had to admire what you were seeing. It was like,
would you rather
see some Cinderella story with Trent Dilfer at quarterback, or would you rather watch Patrick Mahomes?
2000 Ravens, 0-2 Bucks with Brad Johnson. That wasn't fun football. Yeah. That was boring as hell, 17-13.
And in the Brady era, I was a Peyton Manning fan. That was my favorite player during the era, and I was thrilled when he finally got one and then he finally got two. And I would argue with anybody to the very end. He's a top three quarterback of all time. 7 first team All Pros. Nobody's ever done that before.
I mean, Plagans, if you're a Taylor Swift fan, you can just go ahead and tell us, because this entire Chiefs this entire Chiefs experiment has gotten so damn Hollywood. I mean, all of a sudden, Caitlin Clark's in the booth now, and I'm not against Taylor Swift being there. I'm not against Caitlin Clark being there. I'm just saying this entire Chiefs thing has gotten so Hollywood. Clearly, they get the officials throwing flags for them so that they can keep putting the Kelce mom and Swift on national TV. I mean, Plagans, enough with the Kansas City Chiefs. Enough already, man.
When you win a lot, Hollywood follows you. That tends to come your way. I mean,
I don't hear Solana complaining about Simone Biles at the Bears games.
Solana's a racist.
Well, opposite.
Oh,
Anthony, yeah.
Mm. But I
your
can't help it.
Doug.
I don't have anything to say about Taylor Swift. I don't really know much about
working in favor of your argument there. Let me use your phone there for a second. I want to Google image search Simone Biles and Taylor Swift. I want to show Crowder real quick.
He loves Simone Biles and Serena Williams, hates Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark. I don't get it.
Who is this guy? Vlad, what have you done with Solana? All right, Plagans needs to get out of here. Doug Plagans,
should
listen
mention
to him tonight. Yes,
it is Dmitry Kulikov's 1,000th game in the National Hockey League tonight.
Oh,
great story.
That?
He's been a Panther now for
That's
two
right.
tours of duty.
I thought for sure he'd be done after last season's cup.
He made a great defensive play that led to Sam Reinhart's game-winning goal in Game 7. He's got a place in Panthers lore, no question about it, and he's still playing great hockey at this stage. So big congratulations and a stick tap to him tonight. That's a pretty exclusive club as far as the NHL goes to play 1,000 games. So it says a lot about his durability over time.
Make sure you listen to Plagans tonight. 96.5 FM HD2 Panthers. Puck drops at 7?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
I'll be here.
Have a good broadcast. By the way, Solana is a official broadcaster as well. FIU Baseball.
Oh, congratulations.
Announced that Solana is part of the broadcast team. And I sent out a funny tweet because Billy Gill is also on the broadcast team. And I said, wow, congrats, Billy Gill. But really, the congratulations was meant for you, Solana.
Congrats, Solana. That's awesome.
Thank you, Doug.
Coffee?
Thank you. Maybe you can throw me into the broadcaster, South Florida broadcaster group chat, because I know there's one.
Right, is there a chat with, like, you and Goldie and Billy Lindsay and Billy Gill and
if there is,
Eric
I haven't
Reed?
Been, if there is, I haven't been invited.
Tommy Tighe. Think Tommy Tighe texts? Maybe
I should start one. To put everybody's number.
Yeah, put everybody on together.
What's up, guys?
Yeah, put everybody together.
Hey,
on the thread.
Fellas.
Hey.
Congrats, Alana, by the way, in all honesty. Have a good broadcast tonight. And you can listen to the game on 96.5 FM HD2.
Have a good broadcast for the next hour and 8 minutes.
I appreciate the sentiments. We're supposed to be getting some Stoner's Pizza delivered
You'll enjoy it.
In a few minutes.
And if you come to the game, the half-baked cookie. I think it's outside section 318. The half-baked cookie at Stoner's is unbelievable. So during an intermission, make a trek up to the, I believe, section 318. Has maybe some other places in the arena, but it's called the half-baked cookie. Find it in Amerant Bank Arena. You will not be disappointed.
Do they have a double-chunk chocolate chip cookie?
No.
It was just chocolate chip. I don't know if it had a fancy name to
No double-chunk? How many booms would you give today's show?
Well, how led you, Doug?
All right, see you, play.
Till next time.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.